So we're continuing the conversation at One Young World with a young lady from Palestine and a young man from Israel. And I've asked them to speak about the thing that they're most passionate about around their conflict and their situation.
I want to say something. I believe of that media is a great messenger for our message, but sometimes the media is political more than politicians. So I want the whole world to look us, not just during media, they have to look us in another sides, in another things. Because really, really, sometimes media give a totally different picture about what's the situation. They all the time show the people just killing and suffer, and bad things. But also there is in Palestine and Israel, there is people who are looking for a solution. The media has to take care of them, has to adapt their ideas to work with that. Because it's like a messenger or like a way to reach the people. How we can contact with people from Europe and America during media. So the media have to be honest, has to show them the real picture. Yes, there is a conflict there is victims, there is criminal, there is a lot of things, but also there is people who are looking for a solution, who believe in peace and would like to live in peace.
Sure. Is there an organization name, a website or?
Yes, our organization and name is the Parent Circle Families Forum. Our website is www.theparentcircle.org.
Okay. Brilliant.
All right. What I want to talk about is the pessimism that we have, I think maybe in both sides. I know more about my side, of course. And the thing is that after so many years of conflict, of living the conflict, and so many tryouts, so many failing of peace agreements, and so many failing of so many people that tried and failed, and every time someone is trying something, someone else tried to ruin it for him. And I know that the society nowadays became more and more pessimist, and it seems like people gave up. And I think that is a really, really bad problem that we have in our society. And that's a strong thing that we have to change. And I know that people, in their way of giving up, they're causing the problem to continue. And because of the reason that we all suffer from this conflict, and we suffer from it every day, even though people sometimes they live in their old closed society, closed community, they don't really feel that every day. I still feel we do suffer from that, and of course the Palestinians suffer that every day. And what we're trying to do, and what I really believe in, is that we can still make the change. We can still make a difference. If people will try to know more about what's happening, try to be more involved, people will try to get out of their house, out
so
of their
need
own.
Moderate voices, because it would seem that really what you get from the media is but the two extremes, and not the moderate in the middle, that, you know, just everyday people who want to live and get on and do what they do every day.
Yeah, and I think besides the media, the extremists really control our lives, because we have the settlers on one side and the people that are doing it, the terrorists on the other side, doing the suicide bombs and stuff like that, and they're really controlling our lives. Because
I think the analogy may be the school children that fight are spoiling it for everybody
else.
Yeah,
and now we're playing this stupid game of we did something to one side, the other side is giving us back. We're fighting.
Yes. Like, would you like to add to that before we run out of time? Would you like to add anything to that before?
No, I just want to thank you and to thank the people who give us the chance to be here and to speak with all these young people. We are really proud of that, and we hope every word we said will be arrive for the others. In this way, I believe that the one young world are going to change. We are the hope, we are the future, so we are going to change. We are the change, we are the future.
And I've met you, I'm sitting with you, and you are true young leaders. No mistake. Thanks.
You're welcome.